This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
We've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about licensing and just the sort of a larger issue of, you know, why is it even necessary? Foundation for Economic Education is saying it's not.
Yeah.
They're saying it's not necessary at all, that in fact, without government licensing, we'd actually have a better situation. We'd have a certifier situation where people who wanted to provide products and services would go and get certified. You know, the Underwriters Laboratories logo, maybe you've seen it on like the bottoms of toasters and other electrical devices. That UL. It's very ubiquitous. You've likely seen it if you've ever shopped in your lifetime.
It's basically almost ubiquitous licensing.
Yeah, exactly. Except it's not licensing. No, it's certification.
Yeah, exactly.
Underwriters Laboratories certifies products, and they certify a huge range of products. Like, I don't even understand how they could certify all the things they certify. I see that UL logo on so much. I remember one of the more noteworthy things that I was in when I was in jail for civil disobedience. Underwriters Laboratories had certified the door of the cell for like bulletproofness. Literally, that was the certification. It was like a certain level of bulletproof factor.
Sometimes you just need to know, you know.
So somewhere in the United States or the world, Underwriters Laboratories has some
bullets and
right. They've got a laboratory where they're literally shooting at doors and windows and things like that, and then they're putting a certification on the product, or not, or they're failing it and saying, "Sorry, we won't give you this certification because it didn't work.
This door doesn't qualify."
So why is it that that companies will go after an Underwriters Laboratory certification when people probably don't even know what it is? I mean, how many people who look at the UL logo know what they're looking at? I didn't know. You know, when I was younger, I didn't know what that thing was. I didn't learn that until I was a libertarian doing this radio show, what the UL logo stood for. So the answer is not necessarily that consumers are looking for the UL logo, but instead that what's happening there is it's not the consumers who are doing it. It is the stores, the vendors, the people who are buying, let's say, Black & Decker. You know, they got a new toaster that came out. They come to Walmart and they say, "We've got this new toaster. We'd like to have you guys carry it in your stock." And Walmart will say, "Well, you guys, did it pass Underwriter Laboratory certification? If it didn't, it doesn't go on the shelf."
Right.
That's the kind of toaster that you're going to see at some store that is questionable. You know, one of those, I don't want to use the brand name, but one of those lots of stores where there's a lot of products and you don't know where the products were manufactured or, you know, what kind of quality control. And UL certifies quality to make sure that the wires were wired correctly, that there's proper insulation.
I mean, there's also even just non-certification. There's also just consumer reporting agencies, you know,
that's true as well.
And, you know, other things that will just review things. You know, you got Amazon ratings on products as well. You know, you've got eBay ratings of things and people reviewing things. You know, there are other ways of ensuring that people stay safe that are usually better than government, anything government does.
Exactly.
I mean, if you think about it, basically, I mean, we know as libertarians that basically everything government does, it fails at, and that it's better. But really, every time you compare it, you know, you compare private post, you can compare, for example, UPS and FedEx and say, and then people go, but they don't have to do private mail and blah, blah, blah. You know, they come up with excuses. But you can even compare private reviews and private licensing, you know, versus, you know, just rating systems, you know. Take a star rating module and put it on your WordPress blog, and you just beat the government. You're more efficient. Good
took you
for
10
you.
Minutes.
You know? Yeah, exactly. I mean, you just created a rating system that's going to work better than a licensure system. I mean, because, you know, people, if they start using it and just talk about, oh, this person's good, this person's bad, I mean, it's really that simple.
Now, was there more you wanted to share from the Foundation for Economic Education, fee.org?
Sure, yeah, the article, I mean, it's not done. I mean, they go on to say, you know, why should we have any confidence in the quality of a private certification? Wouldn't the greatest profit lie in certifying all paying applicants, right? And we kind of covered it a little bit. But
meaning anyone whose check clears, they'll certify.
They say certifying bodies make a living on their reputations and therefore have an incentive to ensure that they do not certify those who might damage their reputations. Kosher food regulation is a well-studied example. Kosher meats used to be certified by state governments. But over time, it was found that private organizations like Organized Kashrut Laboratories of the Union of Orthodox Congregation did a better job. Consumers will decide what the value of certification is by deciding what premium they will pay to go with a certified service provider. Why has private certification proved more effective for kosher foods? In his essay, Kosher Certification as a Model of Private Regulation, law professor Timothy Lighton suggests several reasons. Demand for kosher products, he says, gives a food manufacturer incentive to pay for reliable independent certification. Additionally, brand competition among certifiers based on reliability has led to increasing expertise and accountability. When customers demand a superior product or service and they believe certification to be a good indicator of quality, businesses will generally realize the benefit of pursuing certification, even if the certifying bodies are private and licensure isn't mandatory. If this North Carolina law passes, and acupuncturists, locksmiths, and some other professionals will no longer need licenses to offer their services, the sky will not fall. If customers find licensure to be valuable, then private agencies will likely step in, and businesses will choose whether the benefit of pursuing certification outweighs the costs. Consumers will decide what the value of certification is by deciding what premium they will pay to go with the certified service provider.
Most people will pay a little bit more because they feel better. Yep. It's that peace of mind that people are looking for to feel like, okay, this person's been vetted. Okay, this product has been checked out. Okay, I can, you know, I feel safer. I feel better. I feel like I'm going to get my money's worth. I feel like the warranty is going to be good. And, you know, putting somebody in that place is an important part of the buying process.
And that outcome is the best of both worlds because it's voluntary.
Exactly.
Voluntary is good.
Good story from the Foundation for Economic Education. The only people who are going to be upset, if it was North Carolina, I believe you said it was.
Yes.
If those 15 different licensed business types, if they end up losing their licenses, some of the people who will be upset will include the licensed businesses, the ones who are already in the game. They're likely, I mean, I'm speculating here, they're likely the ones who are saying, no, we need to keep the licensing because they want to keep you out.
They're probably some of them run the, you know, the higher level businesses. It's like, you know, in New Hampshire where it was the beauty school license was, you know, put together by the person who had the beauty licensing was put together by the person who ran the beauty school.
Beauty school in New Hampshire. Yeah, I don't know if there's more than one now, but when the license was created, she was the person who ran the school, and so she guaranteed herself business.
Or right here in Keene, actually, there's a business that where the regulations.
The sign company?
The sign regulations in Keene are written by a guy who actually runs his business out of Swansea. He's not even in Keene, but he calls it the Keene, you know, the
Keene
Sign Works business, and he wrote the regulations for the sign company to make sure that everyone had to basically use him because he
had a
router so that he can make the signs 3D in wood. So that's the regulations. It's a requirement for, you know, certain businesses is you got to have that so that...
It's just a good old boy network. I mean, I think that really shows the example you just gave. This one business writes the regulations.
Right.
He's the only one in town who can conform to the regulations.
Right.
So he's basically writing himself a check by having these regulations being brought on.
Or he's, you know, at least he's creating a barrier to entry. I mean, other people could get the sign router and, you know,
they
have
could,
the skill and do it.
But that's the whole point.
But he also now has ins with the bureaucrats, so he just write new regulations.
Yep, that's the whole point, is that barrier to entry to prevent new people from coming in, prevent people from the outside from coming in. So in some towns in New Hampshire, they allow the electronic signs. In Keene, they don't allow that. You can't get the, you know, computerized signage, which, and I'm not just talking about, like, the flashing words. I mean, like, the real graphically computerized ones where they can show images and scrolling text and all of that.
I think they also banned the, you know, there was a Chinese restaurant in town that used to shine lasers on the sidewalk.
Really?
The main Chinese restaurant. You know, we've eaten there quite a few times.
Cool.
Not the buffet, but the other one.
Yeah.
And they had like little dots, the lasers that would shine on the sidewalk.
Violation.
Yeah. Moving sign. It's a moving sign.
Ridiculous. So, join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The latest on the FBI hacking over 1,300 computers. What's going on in that case? We'll tell you about it. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free to join us. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances in which the resort to force would be clearly wrong for any private agent. What entitles the state to behave in this manner, and why should citizens obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to them. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and in all major bookstores. As we go to the phones, to the fun, it's Ian and Johnson in the studio. We've got Dave on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
So our bug minister Fuller used to say that you don't want to try to push against an idea, but rather to replace it with a better idea. So when I go to government meetings, I'll usually say my own version of the Pledge of Allegiance in unison with everyone else's, and it's usually a little bit more freedom-oriented. And I also now have a new national anthem, Ridley's National Anthem.
Yes, I would love to hear it.
All right. Oh, say can you bleed by batons daily smite? If you're lucky, that is, can you answer this quiz? What's the number of dead on America's heads? About 1,000 per year, some for smokes or just fear. Over 30-1, that's the kill ratio spun. While the Germans kill 3, and UK similarly. But imagine the fuss if we were to count more than just us. Like the million overseas, over oil usage fee.
Awesome. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Was there more you wanted to share tonight or just the new anthem?
No, nothing.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
Yes. That's Dave. He does great videos on YouTube, kind of reporting on some of the things going on here across New Hampshire. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453, 855-450-3733. So let's change gears. We've talked a lot about licensing and certifications tonight here. You're certainly still welcome to comment there. There's an update in the FBI case where they took over a child pornography website on the darknet, as it's called, Tor, which stands for the Onion Router. It's a supposedly anonymizing system for the internet. And, of course, that means all manner of unusual and possibly illegal things are available on the darknet. And one of them was this child porn website that they found somehow. And there's other stories about how they ended up finding it. And they took it over. They took over the server and they moved it to their, I believe, their offices in Eastern Virginia, started to operate said server. So they basically kept the site online. And the FBI started running a child pornography website with the intention of busting child pornographers and people with child pornography. And what they did was they installed some sort of what they call a network investigative technique, a piece of malware, a hacking tool, if you will, onto the site so that people who visited the site would have this malware identify their computer. Because the idea behind Tor is that you aren't identifiable when you're on Tor.
Right.
And so they figured out some kind of way, and we still don't know what their method was to reveal people's identities over this supposedly anonymous system.
Essentially, I mean, it's Trojan horse. Essentially, it's the Trojan horse virus that gets installed from the website, essentially.
But right? It's not clear how that happens exactly, right. Because the way the FBI had done it in the past was by using Flash, Adobe Flash, as a plugin right. in the Firefox browser that the Tor browser uses. In this case, we're not sure if that's what actually transpired. The belief at this point is that the FBI has found a vulnerability in the Firefox browser.
Okay.
And that they are exploiting something that's in the browser. So that the idea is it's not a vulnerability in Tor itself, not in the protocol right. of Tor, the mixing of, you know, trying to anonymize things on the internet, that's not what's broken. That the browser itself, there's something wrong there that can allow this exploit to take advantage of people's identities or show the FBI their identity. And now, according to motherboard.vice.com, a judge has thrown out evidence obtained by the FBI via hacking after the agency refused to provide the full code that it used in the hack. The decision is a symptom of the FBI using investigative techniques that are usually reserved for intelligence agencies such as the NSA. When those same techniques are used in criminal cases, they have to stack up against the rights of defendants and are subject to court processes. The evidence that was thrown out includes child pornography, allegedly found on devices belonging to James Shaw.
It would be like if the O.J. Simpson case, they were asked, well, where did you get this glove? Well, we can't tell you that.
Yeah, it's just, here it is. Here's the evidence.
We have this bloody knife. Well, how did you obtain the bloody knife? And how is this bloody knife related to this person in this case? We can't discuss that.
We refuse to say.
We can't tell you our methods of how we actually obtain this evidence. Just you know that we obtain this evidence.
And the reason why that's not acceptable in court is because there's no chain of custody. There's right. no chain of, you know, how the evidence was collected. And so you can't tell whether or not it was fabricated. You can't tell where this evidence came from. And right. so if you don't have all of that detail, then you shouldn't be able to convict that person.
Right.
Of what, even if the person did what they're saying that they did, the evidence was gathered illegally.
Right.
The evidence was gathered as a whole in that process that whether they, you know, again, whether they manufactured the evidence or not, if they can't show their process, then that's no good. It's unacceptable. And basically, so this Mashaud guy, Jay Mashaud, a Vancouver Public Schools worker.
And I don't think there's any reason why they couldn't show their process here. I mean, I don't think it would be illegal to obtain the evidence the way that they did, even. Like, I think that
they don't want to show it because
it would reveal it and break it. They wouldn't be able to use it anymore.
Because if they show it, Mozilla, the Firefox right. manufacturer, is going to close the the loophole. So,
but that's the only reason why they couldn't show it. I mean,
that's correct.
For the particular case, they could show it, and you know, it wouldn't be illegal for them to do so. It's just goodbye. Loophole.
Exactly, and they want to use that in future investigations.
But now they can. So they might as well have just showed it.
Yes, they can use it in future investigations. They absolutely can.
But it's going to be thrown out. It's evidence that's going to be thrown out. I mean, they can use it, I guess. But.
Well, maybe they'll do it in an investigation that they consider to be more important.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, maybe it'll bust an actual terrorist or something like that, and then they'll decide, all right, fine, it's worth it to show this. It's not real clear what their motivations are for wanting to keep this under wraps, but the evidence includes actual child pornography that was allegedly found on devices belonging to Jay Mashaud, who's a Vancouver Public Schools worker, which I still have yet to figure out why it is that a Vancouver Public Schools worker is in a U.S. case. That part doesn't make... Maybe there's Vancouver,
right.
Washington,
maybe.
Or something like that.
Maybe.
You know, another Vancouver somewhere in the United
maybe.
States.
That makes sense.
Toll-free number 855-453. We'll tell you more about the latest here and why a judge has decided to toss out this evidence against this guy. 855-450-3733. Ian and Johnson here on Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, an update on the Playpen case. That was the name of the child pornography website that the FBI was operating for a two-week time frame in February of 2015. According to motherboard.vice.com, during the time, the agency deployed what it calls a Network Investigative Technique, or NIT, which is their code. That's sort of bureaucratese for malware.
Right.
Or a hacking tool.
Right.
And it was used to identify the site's users. The malware relied on a vulnerability in the Tor browser that was used to break into the target's computers.
They're probably also just trying to match it. They probably started out originally, like, because they were just, you know, doing nonsense. They're probably just initially saying, yeah, we're doing IT work. it's IT work, you know, like institutional technology, and probably just like had to come up. They were like, well, we'll call it an investigative technique, so we're still saying we're doing IT work, you know, like, I bet it was one of those things too, you know, like something that was going on there.
The malware relied on a vulnerability and broke into targets' computers and grabbed their IP address as well as other technical information that could identify the computer. In February, Judge Robert J. Bryan ordered the FBI to reveal the full malware code to the defense under a protective order. One reason the defense wanted to examine the exploit and the other NIT parts was to verify the FBI didn't go beyond the scope of the warrant. Mashaud's case, that's Jay Mashaud, the defendant, has been a dramatic legal tussle, dealing with the balance between a defendant's right to information and the government's interest in keeping sensitive investigative techniques under wraps. The Department of Justice fought back against the order, largely in sealed findings, and asked the judge to reconsider. So the FBI responded saying, okay, Judge, here's why we don't want you to release this code. And we're not even, it's so important, the reason why we don't want to reveal this code, we're sealing the motion that we're sending to you so people who are on the outside of this case cannot read it. So the public can't read the FBI's reasoning as to why they don't want to reveal this code. They really think this is important.
Right.
There was a private meeting, apparently, with the government earlier this month where Judge Bryan changed his mind and said the FBI did not have to turn over the exploit.
Do you know what we can do to your family? Like, I just imagine, like, private meeting, you know.
Do you think
like,
they were threatening the judge?
I think it's possible.
Well, in a complicated legal wrinkle, the judge still thought the defense had a right to see the malware code. So it's like this judge is,
well, maybe not, yeah,
is one way and then another way and then he's back the other way. Anyway, when the FBI refused, the judge tossed out the evidence. Short of a government appeal, the Mashaud case may well be over. Other judges have thrown out evidence in related cases, but for different reasons. Last month, Judge William G. Young of the District of Massachusetts suppressed all evidence in a playpen case because the warrant used to authorize the malware was void. Shortly after, another judge in Oklahoma did the same. On the other hand, though, there's been, I believe, another judge who ruled that the warrant was valid.
Right.
And so there's been different rulings in these different cases.
Just keep appealing until you get the verdict you want.
Well, and that is ultimately what will likely happen.
You just have to have money.
We're disappointed with the decision and are reviewing our options, said Department of Justice spokesperson Peter Carr in an email. But basically what you've got happening now is judges, district court judges, federal district court judges, tossing out this evidence for multiple reasons. So just to recap, the evidence has been tossed because some judges said the warrant itself was invalid. And the reason why, from our previous discussions about this, is that the warrant was gotten from a magistrate judge, and apparently the magistrate cannot authorize a warrant to search any place except for the district that they are a magistrate for. So the magistrate judge in Eastern Virginia could authorize searches in Eastern Virginia, but he can't authorize searches in wherever else. This might be Vancouver or Keene, because the Free Talk Live studios were actually raided as a part of this this very same investigation.
Right.
And so the argument there is that, well, this judge went outside of their authority and they couldn't do this, and the FBI should have known better, and so therefore that evidence was that evidence should be tossed, according to the judge. Now the question is, will the Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, appeal that decision? We don't know what the status of that possible appeal is. It's probably still within the 30-day window or getting darn close to the end of that 30-day window for the appeals. And so this is a different version of a reason why it was thrown out. This one is the evidence is thrown out because the FBI won't provide discovery. When you're in a criminal case, you have a right to see the evidence against you. And you have a right to know how the evidence against you was gathered.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they're asking for in this case. But the FBI doesn't want to turn this over. Basically, the FBI is willing to scuttle this entire investigation, which has identified, by the way, 1,300-plus IP addresses that have led to 137 arrests so far. Now, in the case of the Free Talk Live studios being raided, no one's been arrested. They just took a bunch of our stuff 2 months ago. It's been about 2 months at this point. And haven't returned it. Whether or not those things will be returned, I don't know. And it may be that they will take longer to return them because they may have to hold off on the investigation until they can learn whether or not they're going to have to throw the case out. So they're not going to find anything on those things that they took, but it may be longer now before they actually return those devices because of all the legal
ramifications. Well, he kind of knew that those devices were gone anyway.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you can't expect them to come back.
You know, by the time that they return them, they're going to be ancient technology. It's, anytime they take technology, they should just be cutting you the check for the technology immediately because it's going to be useless by the time you get it back. Like, here's the fair market value because we're taking this forever. Like, it's by the time you get it back, it's going to be worthless. I mean, the way I see it is if they seize some of that stuff, you should be able to build them immediately, or at least write the entire value off your taxes.
Well, that'd be nice.
Right?
Of course, I don't pay taxes. So.
Well, yeah, that's true.
So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us here. So basically, the FBI is willing to scuttle 137 cases in this story. And by the way, I suspect that most of these 137 people are not actual child pornographers. You know, maybe they did pop one or two out of the 137, but you're probably talking about mostly the users of child pornography, the people who have it but did not actually create it.
You know, I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about that whole writing that thing off of his taxes. You know, the way that should work, right? That should work is if the federal government steals some equipment from you, the year that they steal it, right? You should write it off as a complete and total loss.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year that you get it back, if you were going to do this as a tax thing, I know you don't pay taxes, but like if you were going to do this as a tax thing, write it off entirely, right? And until when you get it back, then you can say that it was a gain that year, you know, right? But it comes back at the value that it's worth when you get it back.
Yeah, I don't know how taxes work. I don't get all that.
It's just, I mean, it's nonsense. But, I mean, that would be sort of like the fair and equitable, I guess, if you were going to call that
fair. If you
fair.
Think taxes are
fair. If you were going to call that fair at all, that would be like the only fair possible way to calculate that would be to say, well, you took it, so it was gone.
Right.
And when you gave it back, it was worth $10. You know, you took a $1,000 piece of equipment, and by the time you gave it back, the market value of it was $10.
Right.
So I wrote it off at $1,000.
I see.
And when you gave it back, I wrote it back on at $10.
Okay, that makes sense. There you go. I follow you now. So basically the FBI is saying, yep, we don't want to reveal the secret. We don't want to reveal how this thing worked. And I suspect that's because they're using it somewhere else. And maybe they, you know, any speculation you guys have as to why the FBI won't turn over the detail of this exploit, my best guess is that they want to use it in a more important case.
Right.
In that if they could use this to bust real terrorists or something that could actually result in, you know, humans dying, then that would be considered more important, especially if all they ended up doing in this case was busting users of child pornography and not the actual manufacturers of the child pornography.
Right.
Because when you talk about the child pornography laws, the excuse is that, you know, these are children being abused. And certainly the people who are creating the pornography would be doing that abuse.
Right.
The argument about the users is that, well, somehow they're encouraging the creation of it. But that's not quite the same thing. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the DAO. You know what that is, Johnson?
I do not.
Decentralized Autonomous Organization. We'll talk a little bit about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Moments remain here. If you dial in toll-free, you can join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
So I gave you an acronym a moment ago, Johnson. The DAO. Not to be confused with the Tao Te Ching. Not the same thing. The DAO is a new concept, and honestly, I'm pretty new at this myself. So I can't guarantee you that I will be the best person to explain to you what a DAO is.
Okay.
But the term is Decentralized Autonomous Organization, and the idea is...
It's not like the TAO, right? Like that religion?
No, that's what I said. Not the Tao Te Ching.
Not
the... But the idea here, and QZ.com will do their best to explain it as well, but the concept that I've understood, we actually had Anthony Diorio call into the show, and he was talking about it on one of the shows that Daryl was hosting when Mark and I were at New York City for the Talkers Conference. And he sort of we were actually driving back from Talkers, heard Anthony's call. It was the first time we'd heard of the DAO, and so we checked it out and looked into it and thought, this is a pretty cool idea. I talked about it the other night, and one of our co-hosts said that it was, just a mind-blowing concept. So the idea is that they're going to be using Ethereum, which is another cryptocurrency, but it's also something that you can sort of do more than just have money with Ethereum.
Right.
You have, like, smart contracts and things like that. And so the DAO is going to allow people to create, like, businesses, basically, in a decentralized and anonymous fashion. So sort of replacing the idea of a corporation with a board of directors, with people with ether, and they can cast votes on how this company will be run using their cryptocurrency, basically. Let me get into the story here from QZ.com, because this is going to be a critique of the DAO, which says humans are the biggest problem with this $150 million virtual company experiment.
Right.
Of course, the biggest problem behind a revolutionary new investment fund dictated by computer code could well be human nature. According to a research report from cryptocurrency entrepreneur Dino Mark, Ethereum researcher Vlad Zamfir and Cornell University professor Emin Gurserer published on May 27th, the distributed, what did I say the D stood for?
Distributed.
Decentralized. I said it was decentralized. Apparently it stands for distributed, which is kind of similar. Distributed Autonomous Organization, DAO, a new crowdfunding project that has raised more than $150 million worth of ether, may create loopholes for scammers that could lead to major security concerns down the road. The DAO is a computer program built by Simon and Christoph Jentz that doubles as an investment fund. It lets users invest their money into this investment vehicle, which will pick companies to invest in by gathering votes from investors who hold DAO tokens. It's built on the Ethereum blockchain, a platform for secure transactions, and it has quickly become, get this, the biggest crowdfunding project in history.
Hmm.
And there have been a lot of big crowdfunding projects out there, Kickstarters and things like that. And I'm actually surprised that $150 million is the biggest crowdfunding project. That doesn't seem like,
right,
you know, in the scheme of things, a whole lot. But I guess it is.
Right.
So that
like a library.
That alone is a pretty big deal. And this $150 million has been raised just on the concept of this thing. That people with Ether have put in all of this, again, Ether is a currency, right, a virtual currency, so it's $150 million worth of Ether. Anyway,
it's $150 million worth of Ether.
It's led to a
fantastic
short price. Who are you in?
It's Bat Country.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And led to a short price surge for Ethereum's virtual currency, which is Ether. As Quartz's June Ian Wong wrote, think of it as a venture capital firm, Andreessen Horowitz, but with Mark Andreessen and Ben Horowitz replaced by the wisdom of the crowd. The idea behind the DAO, in part, is to limit the amount of human intervention in the investment process using smart contracts, computer code that execute agreements automatically, and which is built into Ethereum. But as the report notes, humans are still integral to the DAO. Investors need to vote yes or no for projects up for funding. Their votes weighted by how much they've invested in the DAO. So each member of this DAO, whoever they are, We don't know who these people are, can propose a project for the DAO. So the DAO is sort of this umbrella organization, and within that, if you had some of these tokens that they have, so
And now Anonymous, the actual like group Anonymous, you know, which is run by 13-year-old boys,
yeah,
can, you know, run companies.
Yeah, basically
with their votes, and they can be like, we need more
whatever,
you know, hentai.
Yeah. Who knows what they're going to do with this? I don't know if the voting process has started yet. I did buy some of these tokens. So that what you would have to do is you would send Ether to a certain Ether address, a receiving right. address, and then they will send you back that, okay, you've got X amount of tokens. So they would give right. you 100 tokens for every 1.3 Ether that you would put into this thing. And, you know, I put the Ether in knowing this could just completely fold. It could right. go completely south. Somebody could take the money and run or whatever. But the idea here, Johnson, is that you can actually read the code. So right. before you invest in this DAO concept, if you wanted to, and I looked at the code, but I'm not going to read it because it's code. Right. But you can read how this organization is structured. It's in the blockchain. And for listeners that don't know, the blockchain is a publicly accessible file that is decentralized. So it can't be edited in one place. It's in 1,000 different places. And so these people who've come up with the DAO idea wrote the code for the DAO, how all of these things work with the voting and the investing and
right.
and all of that. And they put it out there and they said, okay, here's our code. Do you think this is valuable? If so, you can invest and we'll make you one of these voters on how this stuff is going to work. So anyway, the investors need to vote yes or no on the projects that are up for funding. And of course, they can also propose projects as well. If a majority of the votes are yes, then the project will get funding from the DAO. If a project fails to collect yes votes representing a majority, the project isn't funded and tokens are returned. But the way the program is designed now essentially deters individuals from voting against a proposal. Here's why. After someone votes for a proposal, the DAO doesn't allow them to leave the DAO or to sell their tokens until after the vote is finished, according to the paper. For yes votes, this isn't a big deal. They've already committed to risking their DAO tokens, and they just get them back if the project isn't funded. But if you don't think the proposal's worthwhile, you have a tough problem. Do you vote no and risk the project passing and you're having to fund it as a member of the DAO? Or do you abstain from voting and cash out your tokens rather than fund a project that you don't agree with? So there's a disincentive, according to these people who've analyzed this, there's a disincentive to actually vote no on things. The researchers suggest that investors might only vote no at the point when it's clear the project won't get funded. The structural bias against no votes also increases the risk that a scammer could hijack the vote. The researchers explain a possible scenario where some DAO holders mobilize to exploit others via a proposal to pay themselves from the DAO funds. So they say that a sufficiently large voting bloc could take advantage of this reticence by voting yes at the last possible moment to fund the proposal. Such attacks are very difficult to detect and to defend against because they leave little to no time for the DAO token holders to withdraw their funds. Among the current DAO investors, there's already a whale who invested.
Sounds like a very bad system.
888,888 ethers. So there's a huge investor. This investor currently commands 7.7% of all the outstanding votes, or 7.7%, rather, in the DAO. For a proposal that requires only a 20% quorum, that particular investor already has 77% of the required yes votes to pass the proposal, and just needs to conspire with 2.3% of the token holders in return for paying the conspirators out from stolen funds. So like I said, you know, this could completely flop. It could completely fail. On the other hand, it's an interesting idea to create anonymous companies. These aren't corporations in the classic sense of the term, where there's a board of directors and people who are held accountable for the actions of the corporation. This is something completely different. And whether it will truly revolutionize the way business is done, I don't know. But it's, you know, I do agree with the critique that the humans are the weak point in this particular proposal, because I don't know. I mean, as a token holder, I don't know how much time I want to spend voting on a bunch of crap.
It's just funny. The earlier you mentioned Monty Python's Flying Circus, and now it's for something completely different.
The paper outlines other ways the DAO investors could be vulnerable to security attacks and ransomware. The researchers suggest a moratorium on launching the DAO until these holes are patched up, but it's unclear whether that will happen.
And if these investors do come in at the last moment and, you know, take over a company, they'll call it the Spanish Inquisition.
So we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, between now and then, over at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.